Round paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favourite things. Our Christmas theme is Christmas Unwrapped. And we've been looking at some of the big picture of Christmas. We get the fine detail when we see Joseph and Mary and shepherds and angels. But there's some big picture stories of Christmas. The Apostle Paul wrote to a church in Philippi and gave us a big picture story. Christ, who was in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him and brought him to the highest place and gave him the name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favourite things. You always want to know what's inside a package, don't you? No, these look pretty ordinary. But I just love unwrapping. I keep trying to convince my wife that gifts are part of my love language. 37 years, still not quite got that, but what's in here? A funnel. A multi-funnel could be useful. And, a baby. That's amazing. A multi-funnel and a baby. We just read from this big picture story of Paul wrote to the Philippian church, and he said that Christ Jesus didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing. And the phrase there in the original language that it was written, common Greek, means emptied himself. So somehow, all of who Christ was as God poured himself into all of who he became as a baby. That's amazing. It's a mystery. Some of us stand back and think, well, I don't get that. And because I don't get back, we stand even further back. Some of us stand back and say we don't get that, but we stand back with awe and wonder that somehow God would come down, that God would become a man, that somehow he would funnel himself into a baby. And he did. Brown paper packages. Wonder what's next. Some of you wish you could do this, don't you? And then it goes on to say in this big picture that this God who became man humbled himself and became obedient. He became a servant. And he said, I'm your Lord and your master, and that's what you call me, and that's quite right. But I am your servant. I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. Imagine that. The Son of God, God, taking a towel and washing his friend's feet. Brown paper packages. This one. Oh, wow. That's been beaten up. Postman. Oh no, that's DHS, that one. Fragile. Yeah, it looks fragile. Better be careful with it. It's probably a box of those Cadbury's Miss shapes by the looks of it. Nope. Got a kind of a earthy smell to it. I wonder if I can get in. Oh, yeah. Oh, piece of wood. I wonder what that's about. Oh, and another piece of wood. And what that's about. Piece of wood. Oh, it's one of those puzzle things. Don't you like it when you get those puzzle things at Christmas in a cracker? Ah, I think I can do that. Ah, I get that. In this big picture story, the Apostle Paul went on to write, not only did he pour himself out and become human, not only did he stoop and kneel and become a servant, but he came obedient to death, even death on a cross. And he died. And the Bible story is simply this, powerfully this, that he took our place. And some of us don't get that. Some of us don't want that. Some of us turn our backs on that. But can I this Christmas time just confront you with the cross? And some of us spend a lot of time running away from it. But it's here. You can't escape it. This afternoon, Catherine and I were wondering what Noel meant. Catherine was going through the notes for tonight for the signing. And she says, what does Noel mean? And we said, oh, we'd better ask Mr. Google. So we Googled it. And it's from French, which could be from Latin, which is natalis, which means birth. But when the French say joyous Noël, they mean happy Christmas. So Christmas means Noël. You get it? Christmas means Noël because Christ took the pain and the punishment, the penalty of who we are as broken, rebellious, sinful people. And he took that on the cross to take it away from us, to take God's judgment against it away from us. He took it away so we could celebrate Christmas, truly. Not just the niceties, you know, happy Christmas, have a great time, have a few drinks, pass some presents round, wear the chocolates. But Christmas, Noel, Christ has come for us. He's come for you. He's come for me. Would you please receive, accept his gift this Christmas time. Who, being in very nature God, didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he poured himself out, became human, and he became a servant and obedient even to death on a cross. Brown paper packages. Oh, wow, this looks posh. I can see it already. I don't know what this is. Wow, that's beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful box. Oh, I think there's something in it. It's not just the box that's the present. Ah, that makes sense. Therefore, God gave him the name that is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee would bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Back in the 1960s, there was a rebel. A rebel who led a rock band. Well, if you're going to be a rebel, you may as well lead a rock band, don't you? And kind of rebels are rebels against the institution, aren't they? It's very interesting that when the rebel Mick Jagger was offered a knighthood, he accepted it. And he went to the Queen and he bowed his knee as he became Sir Mick Jagger. You know, one day we will meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we will bow our knee. And do you know, you'll bow your knee whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, you'll bow your knee because he is the King. When Mick accepted, he accepted that he would bow and kneel before the Queen of this land. One day we will bow our knee before the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But do you know you can do that now? For all our rebellion, for all our running, for all our desire to do what we want with our lives, absolutely the best thing we can do is bow our knee and hand our lives over to him. This God who became man, who became a servant, who died, the Bible makes it very, very clear, he's now the King of this universe. And the best thing you can do, the best thing I can do this Christmas is simply humbly bow and worship him. Humbly accept that on the cross he takes my sin away, takes your sin away. And come to know the God who absolutely transforms lives. One of our pastors here, Lawrence, went to a funeral on Thursday. It was a funeral of a man who was a vicar, but he was a vicar who was one of these vicars who didn't believe. He didn't believe in the virgin birth, didn't believe in the resurrection, is what we call a modernist or a liberal vicar. And about 40 years ago, he went to a meeting where God met this man and his wife in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit and absolutely transformed their lives. And when that had happened and they'd experienced God so powerfully, he looked at his wife and he said, well, we'd better believe in the virgin birth now. Because God changes lives and he longs to break into our lives. He broke into this world so he could break into your life. He broke into this world and died to take sin away so we could be clean and forgiven from all the guilt and the shame and the regret of our past that we wish we could wipe clean. And that's what he did at the cross. Will you let him? Will you let him? And this Christmas time, would you bow your knee? Humbly? Humbly bow your knee and accept him as the Lord who can absolutely change your life. Let's pray together. Just on the screen, there's going to be a prayer. And it's what we call a kind of beginner's prayer, a first step. And if you know tonight that you need to make a step towards God, I just want you to know that he's coming running a million miles across the universe towards you. And if you make this step, his arms are open. So if you know that's for you, then pray this prayer quietly in your heart. Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that Jesus died for me. I ask you to forgive me for my sin. Please fill me with your Spirit. Don't miss the moment this Christmas time. He comes running across the universe for you. Will you dare? Will you dare to turn towards him? Bow your knee. Ask for his forgiveness.